Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Giustina. On the line with us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good Wednesday morning, Judy.
Happy July, David.
Yeah, on this 1st of July, an interesting story. Of course, the State Department of Environmental Conservation in New York officially banned hydrofracking this week. But some of those officials in Schoharie County want more. They want that kind of a scrutiny placed on natural gas pipelines and compressor stations, according to your article.
Yeah, four Schoharie County supervisors joined environmental and medical groups in Albany this past April to call on the state to undertake a comprehensive health impact assessment before granting new permits. And now they're working to get other counties on board. A lot of people who are working on the fracking issue now want the governor and the State Department of Environmental Conservation and the State Department of Health to take the same approach with gas pipeline infrastructure as they did with gas development. Medical professionals and others are concerned about the harmful effects of compressor stations in particular. The concern is the quality of air at these stations, which they say can contain chemicals like benzene, formaldehyde, methane, and hydrogen sulfide. That can lead to health problems like nosebleeds, sore throats, and respiratory problems. As the home of the Wright Compressor Station, Schoharie County is positioned to be a hub for the transport of natural gas from Pennsylvania and North Dakota to markets in the Northeast and overseas. Already there are two new pipelines proposed to cross Schoharie County, along with an upgrade at the Wright Compressor Station and the construction of two new compressor stations in the town of Schoharie. The more advanced of the two pipelines, it's called the Constitution Pipeline, is currently waiting only on a few final water-related permits from DEC. The second is not as far along. It hasn't yet received approval from the Federal Energy Regulatory Committee. So that call's going out. In the meantime, the proposals for the new pipelines are moving forward.
We'll keep our eyes on that and other stories. You can always go to the Daily Gazette at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. We've been speaking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor. Judy, as always, we appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, David.